Mr. Phillips, James said, gesturing to the empty seat, the hot seat at the end of the long table. Please join us. Tank walked across the room, claiming his spot. I apologize for my tardiness. Traffic was... You know why we're here today, Mr. Phillips, yes? James interjected. Tank nodded. Yes, I do. I understand that... James continued as if he wasn't speaking. There's a video of you that's creating problems for us, both with our fans and our sponsors. With all due respect, sir, I'm not sure the video was really that... It was bad, James stressed. You were drunk, in public, half naked, and one of the women was wearing chains. Handcuffs, Tank corrected, aware the second he opened his mouth it was a stupid thing to say. The other woman is a relative of one of the team's largest sponsors. To say he was less than pleased to see his niece half-dressed and intoxicated with one of our players would be an understatement. He's calling for your head on a platter, Hugh snapped, and I'm not so sure we shouldn't give it to him. Hugh was a hothead on a good day, and this was clearly not one of those. His complexion was red with anger, his body so rigid he was in danger of breaking in too. Damn it, Tank! How many times do I have to call you in here about your behavior off the ice? In the past, his slaps on the wrist had come from the coach and Hugh, and to be honest, they never felt like more than a boys will be boys, just do this shit where there aren't cameras kind of speech. Today was something more. Probably because money was involved, if the sponsor was threatening to pull his support. I can ask Lara to speak to her uncle, Tank suggested. No, you and your girlfriend have done... She's not my girlfriend, Tank clarified. Jesus, Tank, Coach Fields muttered, shooting him a shut the hell up look. You are not going to do anything that we don't tell you to do. Charles Steele doesn't want you anywhere near his niece. James gestured toward Benny, who'd been quiet thus far, which was probably a good thing, considering the if-looks-could-kill glare he was shooting in Tank's direction. The PR department is in the process of writing up an apology that you will read at a press conference. Apology? Tank was struggling to figure out what he was supposed to be sorry for. He'd been celebrating one hell of a win, and if the stupid fire alarm hadn't gone off, no one would have been the wiser about his private party.